We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Day camps will be open starting on Monday, and what plans did Orchard Park make to have day camps ready in case the state let them open?
Sure. We are prepared, and we are going to open up two of only 18 camps, because what the state's dictate was they had to be Erie County Health Department certified, and those two camps have always been that. One is a day camp for ages 4 through 10. The others are adventure camp, and that's ages 11 through 14. Probably the biggest changes are we're down to 50% capacity from what we're accustomed to. We have to increase the number of employees for additional coverage. The employees are going to need to wear masks all day long. We have to practice social distancing with the kids. And our plan is to have them outside as often as possible, weather permitting, to allow more free play.
Now, how much of a challenge will it be for the campers who are together to avoid social distance, to make sure they're doing social distancing with each other?
Well, we'll find out on Monday. The kids are going to be kids. They've been cooped up for a few months. I'm sure they're anxious to be outside. They're going to be anxious to see their kids. But our counselors have been well-trained and prepared and are experienced. They've been with us for a number of years, probably know most of the kids. And we think with that relationship, it will help in the transition from what the kids have been homebound to being outside with their day camp.
Now, as far as parents being able to pick up and drop off their kids, what will be done differently?
Sure. As the parents in the morning drop off, we're asking the parents to stay in their car. Their children will be dropped off at a spot, but before the parent leaves, each child's temperature will be checked. We have infrared thermometers, and if their temperature is above 99, they're going to be asked to take their child home for the day. And then when the parents pick up, they will also stay in their car, and our counselors at the end of the day will accompany them to their car. So we're trying to minimize contact throughout the day with the adults and parents and just focus on the kids and their well-being.
You mentioned a lot of free play earlier for the free space play for the children as far as keeping them socially distant. What other special activities will be taking place?
Well, again, being outside, we have a lot of green space, and in that green space, we've cut out some trails through the woods that they'll be able to traverse. Also, we'll have sprinklers and hoses out there to allow them to stay cool during the day and also have fun with a water component. We're going to have less structure than we've had in the past, because of them wanting to, you know, we want the kids to not be as close and have contact as they probably have had in the past. So we're going to make the most out of the green space that will be available to us.
And any advice for parents who know, who are finding out that summer camps, summer day camps are open and they haven't signed their child up yet?
We do still have some openings. And they can go to our website, which is OPREC.org. It's Orchard Park residents have first priority. We've been in contact with our database of past campers for the last couple months. We believe the families that do attend will be extremely well versed on how we're approaching each day, and knowing first and foremost safety is something that will be on our minds always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.